Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. Your podcast today is Basic Pronunciation Practice, number 24, plus Interactive English. For those of you who are joining me for the first time, in these basic pronunciation practices, I will read a dialogue that involves our heroine, our main character, Liz, as she goes about her life as a student. I will read through the dialogue very slowly twice, so you can pick up each word, and then you will have a job to do. You will have to create about 4 sentences with some details that I give you based on the text. Then to finish off, I'll read the dialogue at a normal native speed. So let's get started. Basic pronunciation practice number 24. What have you got there? What have you got there? Oh, it's a new cell phone. It's a new cell phone. Nice. Is it a smartphone? Is it a smartphone? Yep. I decided that it was about time for me to get one. Yep. I decided that it was about time for me to get one. What kind is it? What kind is it? An iPhone 4S. It's quite basic, really. An iPhone 4S. It's quite basic, really. There are newer models, but this is all I need. There are newer models, but this is all I need. Well, you've got internet access and a camera. 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 I think those are so useful. I think those are so useful. And don't forget the apps. And don't forget the apps. They really make life easier. They really make life easier. My favorite is Google Maps. My favorite is Google Maps. It's free, and there is a pleasant voice that tells me exactly where to go and when. And there is a pleasant voice that tells me exactly where to go and when. I never get lost. I never get lost. Okay, that's the end of the dialogues, but let's have a look to see what you can do with a couple of the sentences. In the fourth line, we see Liz say, I decided that it was about time for me to get one. I decided that it was about time for me to get one. The phrase, it was about time, means it is the right time. I've waited long enough. It's about time. In fact, you can use that sentence to say, really, it's overdue, or you should hurry up and make a purchase. It's about time you bought some new shoes. Means you really should buy some new shoes immediately. So let's take that sentence and change it a little. Instead of using I, let's use she. We'll keep to decide as the verb in the past, so it's decided. The middle phrase, it was about time, but then we'll change the end to walk home. So you have the subject, she, the verb, to decide, in the past. The middle phrase, it was about time, finishing up with to walk home. Put those together and make a smooth sentence. I'll give you a few seconds. Okay, so that sentence should read, she decided it was about time to walk home. Okay, using the same sentence, we'll change several parts again and see what you get. The subject this time will be they, instead of using the verb to decide, we'll use the verb to think. Now we're going to change our little phrase, it was about time. We're going to use instead, it was too late. It was too late. And we'll finish off with to go to the restaurant. So we have they, to think, which you will put in the past. It was too late, finishing with to go to the restaurant. I'll give you a few seconds to think about that one. Okay, and I'm sure you would have come up with this one. They thought it was too late to go to the restaurant. They thought it was too late to go to the restaurant. A little bit further on in the dialogue, we see Liz mention her iPhone 4S. In her second sentence, she says, there are newer models, but this is all I need. That's a sentence that we'll use, but we'll change it just a little bit. In this sentence, we'll start the same, but instead of using newer models, we will use more chips, as in fish and chips. So we're going to talk about food. We'll use more chips. And we're simply going to change the end verb, the verb to want. The sentence starts the same, but instead of newer models, we'll be using more chips. And at the very end, we will use the verb to want. So try that sentence. Okay, time's up. The sentence should say, there are more chips, but this is all I want. There are more chips, but this is all I want. Okay, your last bit of work is using the same sentence. There are newer models, but this is all I need. This time, we'll exchange newer models for better cars. And the end will have the phrase, the one I want. The one I want. Take a few seconds to think about that one. And the sentence should read, there are better cars, but this is the one I want. There are better cars, but this is the one I want. Very good. So let's have a final look at the dialogue, and this time, of course, I'll just read it at a normal native speed. What have you got there? Oh, it's a cell phone. Nice. Is it a smartphone? Yep. I decided that it was about time for me to get one. What kind is it? An iPhone 4S. It's quite basic, really. There are newer models, but this is all I need. Well, you've got internet access and a camera. I think those are so useful. And don't forget the apps. They really make life easier. My favorite is Google Maps. It's free, and there is a pleasant voice that tells me exactly where to go and when. I never get lost. Well, that's the end of today's podcast. And I do actually recommend Google Maps. I never get lost now because of it. But thanks very much for joining me. I hope to bring you some more podcasts very soon. If you have any questions or comments, please email me at acupofenglish@hotmail.com. And if you need my app, it's available in iTunes, also called A Cup of English. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.